is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
That's right. Every Wednesday, regardless of holiday or nah, we bring in our gentlemen. That's Kavi, the mental health activist for men. And we have a conversation as gents just about what seemingly is on our heart, what seemingly is happening with us. Let's understand what Kavi brings to us today.
Good morning, Fresh FM. Good morning.
What's up,
Fresh Breakfast family? Good morning, Shaquan and NSK. On this beautiful Genocide Remembrance Day, as we honor the genocide of the Hereros and the Namas, and the bravery, which, you know, this blood waters our freedom. It is Wednesday. That means it's time for my gents, and we huddle together and we talk about conversations that we don't normally have as men. And that means K Goodness is definitely on your radio,
my man.
So, apologies. So, you know, I've had a couple of interesting conversations over the last few days, and one of them was, how do I, as a woman, respond to my suffering partner, to my suffering brother, to my suffering father?
Oh, sorry about that.
And one of the statements that I've always, you know, leaned towards is that men don't receive therapy or don't receive, you know, support in the same way women do. You know, in other words, we don't receive support at an emotional level. When you are supporting us through depression, when you're supporting us through a tough time, it needs to be at a level of logic. It needs to make sense to us. So this is why a lot of times, if you want to show up for somebody, and men and women are like showing up for our people, it is important that you show up in a way that we as men are able to receive, you know, in a way that we are receptive of. And this usually means that talk, appreciation of his efforts, appreciation in the way he shows up. Remind him of his achievements, what he's achieved, how far he's come, what he's overcome, you know. And that usually bolsters our confidence and allows us to push through certain situations, because 100%. We're reminded of where we come from. Mm. We're reminded of what we achieved. We're reminded of what we can do. And that's how you usually, you know, get us out of a slump. It's just consistently and constantly validate what we've done, what we've achieved. Remind us of what... how far we've come, you know. Like I always say, look at how far you've come in your job. Oh, look at how you handled that situation. Look at how you showed up for your brother. Look at how, you know, always remind us of what it is that we've achieved. Remind us of how far we've come. And trust me, we will go to war for you. Appreciate the efforts that we make. Remind us of the efforts that we've made and how they made you feel, how they made you feel validated, and how they, you understand.
Yeah.
So, you can tell a man that you love him in his toughest times. And trust me, more often than not, we'll just say, I love you. I love you too. But it doesn't really mean anything for us. But that constant validation, that constant reminder that I am a great man. This is what I've achieved. This is where I'm coming from. This is where I'm going. This is what I can achieve. This is, you believe in me. You have confidence in me. You've seen me succeed. You've seen me come out from, you know, the worst and make the most of it. So, yes, let's remember that validation, that appreciation really, really goes a long way, and it really does make a difference in our lives as men. So brothers also, just, you know, let us learn to appreciate our brothers. I think we spoke about it last week. We said give a brother a word of appreciation. And in this case, ladies, let's learn to validate our brothers, our partners, our fathers. It's just because these are things that we don't hear a lot. They really go a long way in bolstering our confidence, building up our confidence, and making sure that we can drag ourselves through another day. And that having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Wow. So, a full tank this month end, girlies. Do something for the brothers, man.
Yeah, it has to be logic. It has to make sense.
Yeah, just like out of the blue, you know? Like, yeah. Don't wait for him to complain or whatever it is, you know?
Thank you so much. Thank you,
New
Kavi,
tires.
For plugging us.
Quiet. Take a loan for the brothers to buy them. Just joking. But do something good for the Jades, man.
9 o'clock on its dot. Let's check out the news. And on the other side, we get into the streets.
Finally.
That's all there is.
My Jades, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.